Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Now, you were saying before we got to the break, there was something that you wanted to get into. I forget what it was.
I want to get into Larry Krasner, the most despicable, scumbag, trash human in Philadelphia history. A man who allows criminals to go out there and kill. He's responsible for more deaths in Philadelphia than the COVID-19, AIDS, and even, you just think, combine all the deaths. The 2020 riots. That's what he is. And then he's, you know, now he's going after Elon Musk, right? The guy, I posted a picture of it because he's getting ripped on Twitter, and he should. He is the most despicable human being ever allowed to serve in a political office in the city of Philadelphia. He should be ashamed. But you see it? So he's all going after Elon Musk. Doesn't he have a Tesla? Doesn't he owe back taxes? If we had a legit media in Philadelphia, this guy would never, ever go a day without being trashed. But they're all in bed with him. He's got a corrupt sheriff. He's got a corrupt DA's office. He's got minions working for him, protecting him. He doesn't answer. He's Kamala Harris. Stupid. But he's stupid like a fox. And so he's talking about election interference and he's going after Elon Musk. Meanwhile, I posted a picture of him today. A lot of people are reacting to it. In 2020, Larry Krasner and then the other guy, has anybody seen Jim Kenney in the last couple of years?
No.
Where the hell is Jim Kenney? Is he going to be wearing his elf suit and going down to the, you know, down to Center City and acting like Buddy the Elf again? Where is Jim Kenney? Luckily, even he was smart enough to know to get the hell out of Philadelphia and fade into Bolivia.
Yeah.
But the fact that Larry Krasner in 2020, talk about a guy who can pick winners, he was standing on a folding chair, metal chair, this video of it in pictures. Jim Kenney, he went to New Hampshire, and you know who he campaigned for? Not Joe Biden, not Kamala Harris, the worst candidate ever. Another phony, Pocahontas. He was up there. There's a picture, I posted it on my Twitter, of Larry Krasner standing on a folding chair, like Hitler would be addressing. He's basically Hitler. And here he is supporting Pocahontas, Liz Warren. Talk about losers. So why would the DA of Philadelphia go campaign for Liz Warren in New Hampshire in 2020? What kind of a party loyalist is he? Does he hate Joe Biden? Does he hate Kamala Harris? We want winners, but Larry Krasner is a loser.
Why?
And the fact that people keep voting for this guy in Philly, you get what you deserve. You get what you vote for.
Yeah.
Larry Krasner is Hitler.
Take that.
Wow.
And by the way, if you want winners,
yes,
we've got winners for you. How about that?
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, Tony Bruno, Nick Sirianni, he buzzes his head. They're 3-0 with the shaved. Now, he's not scalped down like you and I are. It's like a one guard. He used a one blade, but he's down to the bare basics, right? And they're undefeated.
You see, I'm letting it grow in. I'm going with my Nick Sirianni.
No, oh, nice.
You know, the top of the head.
Yeah, it looks good.
Clean, but I'm going full Santa Claus. I'm going full holiday season. And by the way, what will happen if Kamala Harris wins and she still hates Christmas? Remember when she says, there will be no Christmas this year.
No gifts
this year.
No kidding,
Kathy.
Yep. I'm going to tell my daughters, no gifts. Sorry, girls. Better luck
next year. By the way, speaking of that, tomorrow's Halloween.
Yep.
Have you gone into a store and looked at the bags of Halloween? It's like $30 for a bag of bite size.
Yeah.
What do they call fun size? Remember fun size?
Yeah.
Who can have fun with a Kit Kat that's that big?
I'm going Halloween. I'm doing Halloween tomorrow as a middle class child.
Well, I grew up in a low class neighborhood, but that's, you know, look what happened to me.
Right.
But the amazing thing is, you know what's going to happen? The one good thing about Halloween this year during Bidenomics is that we will save a lot of electricity as every house closes, shuts off their light, and pulls down the shades and pretends they're not home.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Remember when people would do that?
Oh, yeah.
People would close the lights because they didn't want anybody coming to their house.
Yeah, don't leave your porch light on and nobody will knock, right? And if they do knock,
exactly.
then you have every right to, you know, take them out behind the woodshed like we used to do back in the day.
I'm the one who knocks. I'm the one who knocks.
Exactly. I want to get your thoughts on the Eagles, because everybody they were screaming for Sirianni's head. Hurts is a bum. Well, I need to see them beat a good team. Let's see if they can stop Joe Burrow. You know, after that first quarter, Tony, they really settled down. They're 5-2. They've got Doug Peterson and the Jaguars coming in. But you look at their schedule. They have the Cowboys, the Panthers, the Giants. I mean, for a team that apparently is garbage, I'm looking at the schedule right now at 5-2, they could legitimately be 12-5 or 13-4, and I still think some people are going to be like, I don't know how good they are, though, Tony.
Well, you know, that's the way Philadelphia, I get it, especially sports talk. You got people, you know, they want, it's about making the phones ring. You know how it goes in sports radio.
Let's go to
done
the phones.
It for a long time. Yeah. That's, you know, you got to get the phones lit. If the phones aren't lit up, the program director goes nuts and says, oh, move on to another topic.
Yeah,
get it back to the Eagles.
Those program directors are wrong, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes, they are.
Or they end up in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
The Eagles.
And how about this? Speaking of the Bay Area, you see the 49er fans and the media out there wanting to hang Nick Bosa?
No, I know.
Because he, like, jumped. Yeah, he jumps in at the end of a... Because Nick Bosa... And this is going to show you how tolerant the left is. I mean, let's be honest. San Francisco, I love the city. I was there for 17 years on the air every single morning. And so I love San Francisco. It's one of my favorite cities on earth. You know, Kamala Harris helped ruin it. But now you've got all the media people, all of the journalists out there in the Bay Area, basically calling out. And then in the USA Today, we got columnists calling for Nick Bosa to be put in a concentration camp.
Yeah, Mike Freeman.
These are the same people.
Yeah
Mike Freeman used to be a great writer.
I know.
He wrote the first book on ESPN.
I used to work with him at Bleacher Report, and then he went insane.
He's become Keith Olbermann for the black community. Completely triggered. And so obviously USA Today, another dying rag that nobody gets. They don't even give it out in hotels anymore.
By the way, they won't endorse Kamala Harris. Did you see that? The USA Today is joining the Washington Post saying no thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding out for the South Philadelphia Review. If anybody down there, Tom Cardillo or any of the people who write for the South Philadelphia Review, I'm not going to make my final vote when I send in my 13 mail-in ballots that I got in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to vote. I'm going to do, like, you know, mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to send them to Josh Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh Shapiro should be in handcuffs this morning for what happened in Pennsylvania yesterday. Josh Shapiro is a coward. Josh Shapiro needs to pay. When Bucks County did what they did yesterday and called it a misunderstanding, why is it always a misunderstanding when there's blatant, caught on tape, video proof that the Democrats are the party of garbage. Garbage is too good for them. What is the next step below garbage?
Trash?
You know, because I'm a... No, trash, you know, no, slop. You know, when I grew up in South Philly, we used to have different trash cans.
Yeah.
We would put out... We didn't have recycling back then. The trash all went in one bag, except you know what didn't go in the bag? We had the little can, the little metal can.
Yeah.
And we would put slop in there.
Yeah.
Slop is like, you know...
Your bacon grease.
Chicken bones... All that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, lard, things. And then you'd put it out. And then you know who would come and pick it up? Ew. Not the garbage man. Not Kamala Harris. It would be guys, pig farmers from New Jersey would come by and pick up the slop and throw it in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
I know it's old school, but the old people here, the old fogies like me will know.
Yeah.
Slop. That's what the Democratic Party is. That's what Josh Shapiro is. He's human slop.
We need to make slop That's great the- again, Tony.
Let's make slop great again.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Where do we put our slop now when we have trash? Do you just throw it all in one bag now?
No, my old man back in the day, he used to take like his bacon grease out of the frying pan, and he put it in the empty Folgers tin canister from his coffee.
Exactly.
And he put the lid on that sucker.
Yeah.
Disgusting, my old man. You know,
but Josh Shapiro.
Yeah.
Josh Shapiro should resign today. He's a coward, he's a crumb bum, and a crumb creep coward all wrapped into one. I know.
You're
I mean, I want Don or anybody else to defend Josh Shapiro, a
You're
guy who got stabbed
creep.
In the back. He got thrown into a trash truck by his own party because they're worried about
using
the pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party.
You are a lush. I can tell by looking at you.
Yeah.
Well, I drink a cup. I'll drink occasionally, Mr. Mayor, but
right.
I'm not a drunk like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden.
You know,
or his wife.
I'm glad you brought up Bosa, by the way, because he does that flashing of the gold MAGA hat on Sunday Night Football.
He's public enemy number one. Hey, 49ers, you don't want the guy? How about you send him to the Philadelphia Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys? I'm sure your fan base out, your woke fan base, really love seeing Joey Bosa on the Dallas Cowboys.
I hear Howie Roseman's looking for a pass rusher at the trade deadline. We'll take Bosa right now, and we'll enjoy him. But the hypocrisy of this, Tony, is he gets ridiculed for photobombing Melissa Stark as she's interviewing Brock Purdy with the MAGA hat. But I've got Greg Popovich this week lecturing me in a post-game press conference after the Spurs lose another game. I've got Doc Rivers, former Sixer coach with the Bucks,
one of the worst coaches in NBA history who got run out of Philly. All these coaches. I mean, Steve Kerr.
Yes, Steve Kerr, another one. And again, look, here's the thing.
They have a right to do that. I'm not denying Steve Kerr, any athlete, the right to go and pick a candidate. But when you're going to talk about Bosa is bad because he did a 2-second thing with a MAGA hat on, and you want that guy in Gitmo, that means that you are mentally disturbed.
Well, and the biggest issue I have
I want to know this, Nick.
Yeah.
I want to know this. Will FEMA have money if Donald Trump wins? Will FEMA have enough funds to fix the destruction in every city in the United States if Donald Trump wins next week? How much money has Joe Biden allocated, beside the money now he's sending to Puerto Rico, which didn't ask for the money after the Tony Hinch? And by the way, that guy Tony Hinchcliffe, he did the roast of Tom Brady. He's an insult comic.
Yeah.
Imagine now if Don Rickles were still around. And you've seen Don Rickles, the original insult comic. That's how triggered these people are. That's how mentally unhinged they are. People need, I don't know, when RFK Jr. gets in and he's going to do the healthy thing.
Make America healthy,
He needs to have research labs set up to try to figure out a cure for stage 12 Trump derangement syndrome.
Is it up to stage 12? I thought they capped it at stage 5.
No, they've taken it all the way up to 11 now.
I gotcha.
And each day that passes, the CNNs of the world, you turn on your TV, I have never seen a meltdown like this one during an election from the candidates and from the complicit, corrupt, slime bag, trash media.
Yeah,
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
No, and I'm with you because the media is killing Bosa. And again, I have no problem. If Greg Popovich, Doc Rivers, Steve Kerr, these left-wing NBA coaches, if they want to campaign with Kamala Harris, endorse her, that's fine. But when you're in a post-game setting and it's about why you lost or why you won or answering, I don't need the unsolicited political endorsement in the moment of the sports arena. You want to show up at a rally in San Francisco if you're Steve Kerr on a Tuesday when you don't have a game and speak and put on a performance unlike Beyonce, knock yourself out. That's the beauty of this country. Just don't lecture me on the hypocrisy of Nick Bosa, and then you're going to sit there and give me a 4-minute soliloquy, Greg Popovich, on why Donald Trump is the worst thing since Hitler. I mean, give me a break with that.
It is. And by the way, George Bush is, if you don't understand why all of these former Republican war hawks are jumping on the Kamala bandwagon, because they all want their way back into the White House. The Liz Cheneys, they are looking for jobs to come back. That's what they are. They're all hanger-on grifter. The people they called Hitler for many, many years, the Bushes, the Clintons, you know, all of these families. That's the one reason I want Trump to win. I want all of these criminal hangers-on who are now suddenly a drunk, like George Bush's drunk daughter, is now jumping on the Kamala bandwagon. Why not? The entire party is full of drunks and drug addicts who actually will vote for these people.
Tony Bruno breaking it down as only he can.
By the way, Buck Sexton, don't focus so much on Joe Biden's dementia that you forget he's been an a-hole for 50 years. Boom, end of story. Exclamation point.
Tony just wiped out Buck Sexton. 9:18 in the morning. About that.
No, I gave him love. He's absolutely nailed it.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he said something.
After the comment about the garbage people, don't focus on his dimension that you forgot. He's actually been a total a-hole for 50 years.
There you go.
Accomplishing nothing, never, ever had a real job in the private sector, much like Kamala Harris.
Tony Bruno. Enjoy the rest of your day, pal.
Thank you. I'm okay now. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to go out and take a nice walk.
I'm going to go burn a heater.
I'm going to go out and chill.
Yeah. There he
put
is.
On a little Enigma.
Enya.
Enya. No. Enigma. Enigma's good. Enya's great.
Enya, yeah.
But Enigma. You remember Enigma?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end your segment right now.
All right.
Good one.
Get out of here.
All right, all you garbage people.
Yeah.
All right, all you white trash.
Yeah.
The trash is of all coverage. Let's get together. Let's put our trash out today. Let's put Kamala Harris and Joe Biden in the trash, in the dustbin of history.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Go hang out with your South Florida deplorables. See you, buddy. Love you.
Love you, Tom.
All right, guys. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Yep.
There we go. Tony Bruno, that segment brought to you by IamCrazy.com. Bruno was unhinged today.
Yeah.
I remember those days when Bruno would come in with a flamethrower for 2 hours.
We like flamethrower, Bruno. Yeah.
I do. You got to be able to mix it up, you know?
Absolutely.
When you're a broadcaster, some days you're more reserved, other days. That's what it means to be an authentic broadcaster.
Yeah.
You can't fake outrage every single day. You know, some people try to pull that off and it gets tiring. It gets exhausting. That's why you bail. That's why you say, "You know what, boss? I can't be angry that the Eagles are 5-2 today. I can't rant for 4 hours over the fact that they won a game 37-17. Sorry."
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Denise in Medford. She's been on hold since Monday. Denise, good morning. How are you?
I am great. I'm walking out of Lowe's right now. So forgive me if you hear noise. What I wanted to say was, and maybe you've heard about this, that in Tabernacle, New Jersey, I live in Jersey, in Medford, and it was reported to me that several people, after they pushed print to get their ballots printed, that the ballots came out wrong. They came out for Biden. I mean, what? For Kamala.
For Kamala.
Yep.
And
for
now,
Kamala.
This is in person at the voting center?
This is early voting at the EMS in Tabernacle, New Jersey. I dropped off my grandbaby at the preschool, and the owner, who we're big Trump, you know, we're deplorable pieces of garbage and proud of it. we always talk about Trump. I said, "Did you vote?" And she said, "Yes." She goes, "But," and then she named some names of people she knew who had printed their ballot, voted for Trump, and it came out for Kamala.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So the word has to be out. Make sure you check the printed ballot after you get it. She knows of at least four people. And she said that Justin Murphy, who's running for Senate in Jersey, also is putting this out. I don't know whether it happened to him or people reported it to him, but check your printed ballot.
Okay. Well, yeah, and Denise, thank you so much for the call. I know we've talked a lot and we focused a lot on Pennsylvania, but certainly the same applies for people like Denise in New Jersey and our listening audience. Same thing with Delaware. Anybody that's streaming on the app outside of PA, New Jersey, Delaware, whether you're in Maryland, Florida. I mean, my God, we've got people all over the country that listen to the show. Maybe I'm drawing a blank. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know what it is. I don't recall, and Dawn, maybe you can clarify, the last time that we voted was the 2022 midterms. Did you get any sort of whatever after you submitted your vote? I don't recall receiving anything after voting. And I'm not saying that to cause speculation. I just genuinely don't remember after I cast my ballot down the, it was Mastriano, it was Oz, the whole bit. And I walked out of my little voting spot in Bluebell. I don't recall walking out with any sort of printed document. Do you?
No, but every place is different.
Okay.
So it depends on which state you're in, which county you're in. So for us in our region, it's because the machines are being used. So it does print it on that piece of paper. And that's why I always say, take a photo of it.
Okay.
Take a photo of it. Make sure you check it. But we don't get a receipt. And that's the problem that I have. I think we just to clear out any thought of this, I mean, do this where everybody shows proof of citizenship and then you get some kind of a printout or something that confirms that you voted and this is the way you voted. What's so difficult about that?
Yeah, it's true. All right, 9:33. It's a Wednesday morning. Let's see what he has left over. It's not garbage. It's not trash. It might be audio slop, but we'll dissect it anyway. It is What's on the Cut Sheet, part two.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. We referenced this earlier. This is the United States shadow senator from Puerto Rico. Why do they call her a shadow senator?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means because Puerto Rico, you don't have electors. You don't. You know what I mean?
I was making a joke.
Well, I was not.
It's not like Shadow Man, like the Princess and the Frog. Is that what it is?
Okay. It sounds very mysterious. It sounds very mysterious. The shadow senator,
yeah.
Zoraida Buxo, was in Allentown with Trump yesterday, and this is what she said about Puerto Rico and Puerto Rican. I mean, she said it as Puerto Ricans. It's not, you're not, it's a, like Hispanic, though, right? It's not, you're not.
I guess. I mean, does Puerto Rico, I mean, if you say I'm Latino, does that count?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but if you're, it's like saying, you know, I just think if you're Puerto Rican, you're saying I'm a proud Puerto Rican. So it's like, you would never say, I'm Eastern European.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People would say I'm German or I'm Lithuanian or whatever.
Well, whatever. This woman says that they love President Trump. Cut 25, he'll go.
And we have some unfinished business to do with respect to Puerto Rico. And if there is a leader that can get us to a final resolution, that is you. That is you. So the people of Puerto Rico trust you and we have high hopes. As many Americans, we need this man back in the White House. We need this man to be our commander-in-chief. He will make us feel safe, and he will protect us. Thank you very much.
All right, number one, as always, Wood. number two, the accent, incredibly intoxicating, phenomenal. And, you know, it's amazing to me. What I always try to say when, you know, somebody's trying to argue that somebody denigrated a segment of society, if that segment that, in theory, would have the right to be offended, if they're not offended, you shouldn't be offended either, right? Like, so let's just say you're in a social setting and you're with somebody who's Jewish or black or Hispanic and a joke is made and that person who is on the receiving end or the target of the joke finds it funny and is not offended, then like random white liberal person, quit your fake outrage, right? And that's what the media has done here. They've tried to spin it. They've tried to make all this outrage. I gave you the betting market numbers. Trump actually went up 1.8 points since that comment. And that's in multiple betting books out there. And you just, if you haven't made up your mind on October 27th, a comedian's failed joke is not going to change your mind. This is just no different than Hitler. This is the last 2.5 weeks of the Harris campaign in coordination with the media grasping at straws because, and this is my honest opinion, I think that their internal polls are not as good as they are reflecting in the mainstream media polls that we share and regurgitate on social media, on the Sunday talk show circuits. Now, that doesn't mean she can't win, because polls can be wrong. But I do think that they are, that's why they've gone to, I mean, my God, Tim Walz and AOC playing Madden 2025? Anybody that's playing Madden 2025 that saw those two were not moved one bit.
This is a when Trump was in Drexel Hill yesterday in PA. This voter said to Trump about her moving here in 1981 from Puerto Rico. This is cut one, Phil. Go.
Mr. President, I just wanted to tell you that I moved here in 1981 from Puerto Rico, and I want you to know that Puerto Rico stands behind you, and Puerto Rico loves you.
Well, we love it. I know it very well, and we helped you through a lot of bad storms. I'll tell you, we had some really bad ones. You remember you were there when I brought the hospital ship against everyone's advice, and we got it in there and took care of a lot of people. But I think no president's done more for Puerto Rico than I have. So thank you. That's really nice of you to say. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
Well, there you go. You got Mike Huckabee to Trump's right, Lee Zeldin from New York, and I think that was Wesley Hunt from the Houston area. Yeah.
Nikki Haley.
Oh, by the way, when is she, are they going to roll her out? So we're down to 5 days.
Apparently, she's campaigning for Dave McCormick today in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
But has not been yet asked by the Trump campaign.
I know you guys disagree with me, or I think, I know, Stalker, you definitely disagree with me. I would have her out. I know you say she has no base, but I think it can't. I don't think it can hurt.
Trump was asked about this. Well, first of all, he called her after he was shot in the ear during that assassination attempt on July 13th. He called her personally. He invited her to the RNC. And then after that, he was asked, would she campaign? And he basically said, we would love her to campaign. We would welcome her to campaign.
Well, she disputes that because she says they haven't spoken since June. Cut 13, Phil, go.
And so I don't agree with Trump 100% of the time, but I don't agree with Kamala Harris on anything.
You know, the Harris campaign is utilizing some Republicans who've come to support her, including former Congresswoman Liz Cheney. Clearly, a lot of analysts think they're going after voters who supported you in the primary. The Associated Press says, as Democrats court Haley supporters, the former U.N. ambassador is still waiting to hear from Trump. When was the last time you talked to the former president?
Last time I talked to him was back in June.
They were together July 13th.
So are you surprised that you haven't been deployed out to campaign, or have you volunteered to go out and campaign for him directly?
I mean, they're very aware that we're on standby. They know that we would be there to help. I've helped with some fundraising letters and text messages and those types of things. So we've done that. But look, we're on the same team. It is their campaign's decision on what he needs in these last final days. It does not bother me at all. I think they need to do what they need to do to get across the finish line. I just think that they need to focus primarily on who it is they're talking to.
Who knew that Kelly Kapowski would grow up to be Nikki Haley? The damnedest thing I've ever seen. But here's the deal. So I want to speak about what she just said there. She goes, I don't agree with Trump on everything, but I agree with nothing with it when it comes to Kamala Harris, which we've seen these people out there that were lined up to, or not lined up, but they were going to vote for Nikki Haley if she was the Republican nominee. And these are like, you know, the Liz Cheneys of the world. And these are the people that are now going to, at least what they say, what they claim, is they're going to vote for Kamala Harris. So how can you be on Team Nikki Haley, had she have been the nominee, and then you hear her say, Kamala Harris and I have nothing in common, we agree on nothing, and you're going to go out there and vote for Kamala Harris as like a protest vote against Trump? You're a loser.
I will just say this. They were together in Milwaukee, like, I don't know. We saw them like 20 feet apart from each other. That was mid-July. Part of me, you know, New York Times, Nikki Haley says she's on standby to campaign for Donald Trump. This is like, oh, something spilled in the kitchen. Oh, did you want to ask me? Did you need me to pick that up for you? It's a little bit, to me, it's like she clearly, that's her personality. She wants to be formally asked. She wants the phone call.
She wants to be stroked, right?
Yep.
I want your services. She wants to feel in demand.
What else is going on here? What are you going to, like Zioli always says, the VIG, what are you going to do for me?
Right.
So what she wants is, what are you offering me? What do I get? That's the conversation. So she's not going to jump into this and just, because she could call Michael Whatley or whoever. She could just, you know what I mean? She knows she could do that.
Mm-hmm.
What this is a little dance for, well, what? She's out of a job.
Well, I'll tell you.
What have you done for me lately? If you're going to win, what are you going to do for me?
Here's what the compensation is. Potentially getting back into the good graces with $74 million that could have your back eventually 4 years from now. And I know that probably won't happen. We don't like Nikki.
She wants a job.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you go on some of these big networks or television and you want to be paid, and they say, well, no, your compensation is we're going to give you some media exposure, right?
Let me play one more before we have to break again. She also criticized the way they go after women.
The way masculinity stuff.
To women. Cut 11, Phil. Go.
They were
a right to denounce the comedian. They need to go and tell Puerto Ricans how much, you know, they do value them. They need to tell Latinos that, but they also need to look at how they're talking about women. I mean, this bromance and this masculinity stuff, I mean, it borders on edgy to the point that it's going to make women uncomfortable. You know, you've got affiliated PACs that are doing commercials about calling Kamala the C word, or you had speakers at Madison Square Gardens, you know, referring to her and her pimps. That is not the way to win women. That is not the way to win people who are concerned about Trump style. This is a time to talk about the economy. This is the time to talk about immigration. This is the time to talk about national security. And this is the time to talk about Kamala Harris.
You know, some validity.
By the way, it was the Elon Musk pack that compared Kamala Harris to the C word.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. So
the America pack.
I didn't even see that.
But when we talk about this whole gender gap and the widening of the gap.
Algorithms are a funny thing, Don.
Where did this emanate from? It was the Democrats, right, that started this toxic masculinity thing, to my knowledge. And then they tried to tell you what a real man looks like, and they've been exposed by it, or for it, by the Daily Mail with these stories, both verified and unverified, about Doug Emhoff's history. Same thing about Tim Walz. So they're making it sound like Republicans were, it's, you know, who started it? Well, he did it first, and I just retaliated. I don't recall there being a gender war until, and look, maybe the Democrats are on the winning side because there are more females registered than men. By the way, men, do your stinking job, register and vote. Or, you know, cry about it on Twitter for the next 4 years. By the way, don't DM me your tweets. I see them in my mentions. I don't need the copy and paste in the DM. Thank you very much. So, again, to me, it was Democrats that started this. And I don't think JD, I mean, there's been a few comments, right? Like the childless cat lady. I would argue, and again, this is what I look at, what I view, what I'm, quote, not offended by, because I'm hardly offended by anything, versus what the media will try to spin and versus what undecideds could interpret it as. To me, I would argue if I was a female and I'm pissed about the last 4 years, the cost of groceries, this, that, and the other thing, as a mom, as a wife, if I was. And I guess I could be, right? I can identify as anything I want these days, and nobody should be able to challenge me because that's the rules that the left has created. I wouldn't let a childless cat lady comment affect me as a voter if I'm sick of paying $3.89 for a gallon of gas. That's just me. Like, I can move past ridiculous jokes, but I don't know. Some people can't.
Across the region, they have just cat signs in their yards. Just that's it. That's their political statement.
Okay.
The cat sign.
All right. Come back and we will get to the voicemail machine, Phil Almquist, today in music history. And also what's on tap for the Dawn Show 13 and a half minutes from now. But now's actually the perfect time. Here's what I need you to do. Go into your little Droid Galaxy, store. Go into the Apple store. Right. Download the DuckDuckGo app. Because I know all of you are probably tired of browsers like Google Chrome, Firefox. We don't trust them, and we have every right not to, right? They suppress your search results. They spam you. They spy you. They track you. It's awful. But DuckDuckGo, and I'm glad they're back because now they have a new feature. And if you thought they were great before, this new 3-in-1 privacy service, which is called Privacy Pro, is going to give you a ton of bang for your money. And by the way, there's no money up front. Secure VPN anytime, anywhere. Identity theft protection. And also personal information removal. And we have a great offer for our audience. And by the way, the browser just operates so fast. I have it on my phone, which is iOS. I have it on my laptop, which is Windows. It's beautiful. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You got to use /1210. That'll get you a free 7-day trial offer. And once those free 7 days have come and gone, you're going to be like, you know what? I want to continue using this service. I feel safe. I feel secure. I'm able to look at what I want to look at without being bothered. It's just $9.99 a month after that. How great is that? $10 a month not to deal with Google. That's a deal right there. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale and Company.
Today, October 30th.
We celebrate the birthdays of Gavin Rosdale from Bush, who's 59, Joey Belladonna from Anthrax, who's 64, Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles, who's 77, and Grace Slick from Jefferson Starship, who's now 85. We also lost Linda Stein, former co-manager of the Ramones, on this day in 2007. Singles include Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie in 79, I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye in 68, Eye of the Beholder by Metallica in 88, Hell's Bells by AC/DC in 80, and Wonderwall by Oasis in 95. By the way, I'll start that concert countdown after Maiden on Friday. Albums include The Eye by King Diamond in 90, Faith by George Michael in 87, Spreading the Disease by Anthrax in 85, Painkiller by Crocus in 78, and since Halloween is tomorrow, Helloween released The Dark Ride on this day in 2000. Also in 98, the four members of Black Sabbath reunited to perform Paranoid on The David Letterman Show. In 82, Men at Work was atop the singles chart. In 72, Elton John became the second rock act to play a command performance for British royalty. And in 2008, the makers of Rock Band secured the rights to produce the first ever Beatles music video game. But lastly, not music related, but it had to be mentioned by someone in this building today, since I'm doubting anyone else will, including the station down the hall. On this day, 50 years ago, the Rumble in the Jungle took place, with Muhammad Ali beating Foreman in the eighth round in Zaire. A much more significant event than the Eagles crushing Jacksonville on Sunday. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Hopkins.
Look at this guy.
He's rocking it.
Got everything. Dawn's got a lot lined up as well. 10 o'clock is fastly approaching. What do we have for 10 o'clock?
Yeah, TikTok. So you talked a lot about Nikki Haley. She's in Pennsylvania today campaigning for one of my guests. That's U.S. Senate candidate Dave McCormick. So I'll talk to just a conversation with Dave, catch up with him, and hear what he has to say about Nikki Haley and her latest bid, where she's, you know, basically warning the Trump campaign. So what does that look like to him? He certainly is welcoming Nikki Haley in. We have a great lineup. We also will talk to Caroline Leavitt of the Trump campaign. So many great guests, a lot of breaking news. Stay right here, including on YouTube. We are live. We are local. We're all here for you. So stay tuned.
All right. Dawn Show coming up at the top of the hour. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. And we will talk to you tomorrow morning.
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
You know, my friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, they feature the latest in luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and so much more. These models have such sleek and new details, innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. So with thousands of brand new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles available right now across Piazza's dealerships in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey, Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Just visit them, piazzapremiumautos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, piazzapremiumautos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.